Hello friends and welcome to Fey Earth, a magical world set in an alternate 19th century Earth, where every creature from folklore and fairy tale is real, have always been real, and lived alongside humanity. Join our adventurers as they explore a world of arcane mysteries and danger, where the new scientific and industrial age collides with an ancient world of fairy and magic.
Hello folks and welcome to Fey Earth, an indie TTRPG set in an alternate 19th century Earth where all the creatures in folklore and fairy tale are real, have always been real, and live alongside humanity. Our game is set in an alternate France in the year 1872. In the previous year, there had been a pretty serious major war in which France and Prussia allied against the Fey nation of Arcadia in a bloody conflict that the Fey ultimately won, but at great cost to both sides. Our heroes have been traveling around, acting kind of like as go-betweens of human and fey interactions, and have just recently uncovered a pretty nefarious plot happening underneath a military hospital. I'm not going to give us any more details because I am now going to ask one of our players to give us a recap of our last session.
I can go if no one else wants.
Yeah, go ahead.
So we started in the middle of the fight. Started last session. So my character Eustine was hiding under the desk with Gwyn, who's not in the stream today, who was in the shape of the cat. So Eustine stole Sebastian's Book of Shadows and tried to escape, while his automatons attacked Mina. I'm too tired today. Yeah.
All right.
While his automatons attacked Mina, all of them. So Mina's brother was fighting on our side. So everyone was like almost dead. Yeah, I know. And then three of us actually did die because your man, Sebastian, your man casted like a firestorm on myself, Neve, and Aminata. And myself and Neve, we died. And when we got back, was one great point because Sylvia casted what was it? Restoration Spark on us.
Restorative Spark.
Yep. So automatons almost killed Mina's brother as well. So she went a bit berserk, grabbed him, and went to the sewers with Neve following her. Character Gwyn, played by Neve, following her. So Gwyn gave Mina's brother her healing tincture. So he's actually alive and well. And Sylvia suffered severe PTSD from the fire caused by the fireballs thrown by Sebastian in the enclosed space that caused fire, that damaged books. So they went to like get it back. And Sylvia just saw flesh burning and those people on fire. So yeah, she suffered PTSD, and Eustine on one grid point had to throw Sebastian's Book of Shadow into the room just to distract him. So we successfully escaped. The hospital was on fire. We got back into the hotel, packed our stuff, met the rest of the party, and now we are in some weird place next to dive bar in like a little inn, just
some
screaming.
Some flea-ridden shithole.
Yeah.
In a really bad part of town.
Covered in bed. Box, probably, like, you know.
Don't even want to think about it.
Okay, right. So you get 1d8 inspiration die. for that, Justine. So
Don't
yes.
forget to use
Pardon?
I said, don't forget to use
Oh
it.
yeah. Right. So yous all have kind of like wanted to wake up early, okay? Because yous know that there is a train leaving for Paris at 8 o'clock in the morning. All right. Although these are historically accurate bed bugs, okay. So you get up now. This is what happens.
God, they're historically accurate bed bugs.
We
Thank
are,
God for that.
yes. So, right, so this is what happens. I think we'd established that Sylvia was sharing a room with Mina and Alois, and Justine, Amanada, and Gwyn were in the other room. We are down two players tonight, as people can see. Our players were just sick with
Play.
flus and other things, so unfortunately, but we did continue on. So, Sylvia, you wake up, your
Yeah.
body broken. Completely exhausted, not feeling like you've slept. You can feel bodies beside you. You're in a bed. You have no idea where you are.
Oh God. Okay.
The last thing you remember was Sebastian Monclerc casting fireball at your friends as the chamber in which you were fighting was catching alight from the various flame-based spells that he was casting.
Okay. Am I where I'm wearing? What am I wearing?
I'm assuming that they would have tr changed you into a night shift or something, you know.
Okay, I'm like just gonna leap out of the bed, probably like still half asleep.
Yeah,
So like I fully accept if I fall over.
you leap out of the bed and you spot in the bed Mina and her brother.
Okay. I'm immediately, I can see, I see now obviously that I'm wearing a nightdress. Sylvia is panicking a lot. But she's also completely exhausted and feels like absolute crap. So she is just, she doesn't know where she is. She kind of doesn't want the others to see her freaking out as much as she is. Can I see my bag anywhere?
Give me an awareness roll.
Oh God, that was 11. I don't have keen eyes, do I?
I don't believe so, no. No, you don't.
No. Okay, so that's only an 11.
At this glance, this stressed out state, you don't spot your belongings.
Okay, I'm kind of freaking out at this point. I'm gonna start like just
Okay,
looking around the room, like I'm looking around the room, like, and I'm starting to like get really
Mina,
agitated.
you are woken by the noise of Sylvia panicking and like pushing things around the room.
I wake up and very groggily kind of say, what you doing?
Nothing. I have a I don't remember.
Okay, stop.
There is my
You
bag.
don't remember either. I haven't got a clue what happened last night. I completely forgotten everything. Like the last thing I remember is we left the hotel to go to the hospital, and then I was next moment is I'm in the sewers with my brother at my feet, nearly dying. So I actually thought that is the only I'm the only one that happened
What?
to. So I'm actually glad that you don't remember anything as well. Oh my God, that is, yeah.
Oh,
You must have
okay.
done
Well,
a number or not.
I don't know. Well, it's the last thing I can remember is Viverenza, the Sebastian had done things to us, and as you can see, your brother is not as you remember him. But and we fought, and they fought us also. But then your brother seemed to recognize you and began to fight for
Right,
us.
right.
But then Sebastian threw a fireball, and well, he threw. There was a big firestorm,
He monsters.
And then you escaped into the sewer with your brother and Quinn. Who your brother looked like he was nearly dead. I'm very glad to see that he is alive.
Yeah, actually, Nonno Quinn gave him a healing potion. Really? I remember that. Yeah. I woke up and I remember being in the sewers. That's like the next thing I remember. And I don't remember getting into the hospital, and I don't remember anything about the fight, but like I could guess from the state of me and my brother and everybody else. But I think he was literally on death's door, and Gwyn gave him a healing potion. Can you imagine? I know, right?
Wow, the last things that I remember is he threw a fireball, and I remember I was out.
Monsters.
And I remember I was making my way towards the exit, and I turned around and I saw. I looked. There was a wall, so I turned around to kind of look around the wall. I saw he had cast, there was fire and everywhere, and everything was on fire, and the soldiers were on fire, and they were trying to put out the fire, and they didn't notice that they were getting burned, and I don't remember anything after that. I just...
Why would they run into the fire? That's so stupid.
That he had control of them.
Really?
Yasin was able to break the enchantment on your brother. That is how we got him out.
Wow.
But I don't remember how we escaped.
That must have been an epic night, and I don't remember a thing. Honestly, that is so annoying.
Well, I don't remember how he got out. I don't remember if the others escaped. I don't know if they are.
No. Everything is fine. We got... I remember, like, Quinn and I, we got...
Not fine. Look at you. You are burned. Your brother is badly hurt. I'm going to cast...
Yeah, but we're fine.
I'm going to cast healing word on Mina.
Yeah. But happened is we got out of the sewer, Gwyn and I, after like ages walking around. We eventually climbed up, right? And can you imagine, silly girl actually thought she could lift a sewer like a manhole cover? Ha ha, as if she could. And then we got out, and then we found our way back to the hotel, and we were there first. So Gwyn and I were just packing everybody's stuff, including yours, because we knew we need to go. And then you guys came, and then we left it, and we got to this place because we figured we needed to, because he knows where we are, you know. We figured we need to go to a different place. So they're just in a different room, and we figured you'd be okay with like sharing a room with my brother and I.
I shared space with this man.
Honestly,
it's not a problem to
that's
me.
That's what we figured, you know, like being in the army and stuff. We just threw everything into our goblin purses, like Gwyn and I, and we just like everybody's stuff, and we just kind of redistributed stuff like as we were here. I remember you were kind of out of it, so we put you in your PJs, and while Alois was out and just brushing his teeth down on the in the bathroom, and then
We just pulled your back out,
and oh my God, have you seen him? He looks really bad with this weird kind of contraption, but like, look, at least he's alive.
Mina, I'm going to try I will be able to heal his wounds. First, I would like to heal yours, so Neil, I'm spending six mana.
Yeah, okay, right.
I'm trying to gather my D4s, and I'm just...
he's doing much better now, like, honestly, but I think he would have been dead if it hadn't been for Gwyn giving him a healing potion, and I'm still shocked about that. But this is how we got here. So we got here, and then the plan is to get the really early train, and they were telling me that you were kind of... Thank you. That you were kind of, like, you know, out of it. But like honestly, with all the fire, considering what happened to you, I mean, it's honestly like we can't blame you. you know.
I'm sorry for that. I think I was quite useless.
That's okay. After the fire happened. You were amazing. I mean, like,
I don't remember.
I don't remember. No, I don't remember. But like, honestly, if it hadn't been for you, I'm sure we wouldn't have been out. Like,
I think they told me that
you kept healing them, you know. So that was something. Oh, and they told
yeah,
me that
and I
two
did
of them
for,
were down
for as long as I do remember.
Yeah. Yeah.
Healing
yeah.
people.
Yeah.
I remember Gwyn and Mina, or no, Gwyn and Justine, and I all fell to the ground as though dead, but thankfully my magic was able to keep us alive. But
I'm
missing time.
That's very important.
Mina, I'm missing time.
I'm missing time too. I can't remember nothing from tonight. Honestly, the last thing I remember is we were leaving the hotel, preparing to go and break into the hospital. That's it. And the next thing, I'm in the sewer. I haven't got a clue what happened after that.
Okay, well, I have told you all that I remember. Regarding your brother, would you like me to heal him after we have woken him? Or will I just heal him now?
Do you know what? Let him sleep for the moment. He's okay. And then in the morning, I'll ask him. I hope he's still, like, there, you know? And if he is, I'll ask
Neil,
him
what time
if
is
it's
it?
Okay.
As I said, it's about 7.
Okay, so we're like looking, we need to get up and go
yeah,
now.
Yeah.
We need to get up. So
okay,
I
so
tried
we do
to
need
wake
to wake
him. And I just say very quietly to you, look, I'll just ask him if he's okay. And if he's there and he says okay, and if he's not there, we'll just heal him, like, you know. But I hope he's still together, like, you know, I'd like to just talk to him, just to tell him.
I'm missing.
Are you okay?
So you
seem injured.
Sylvia looks terrible.
At this point,
she looks like she hasn't slept. She's also really badly hurt as well. She did not recover the same amount of grit that all of you would have.
Yeah.
She is rough.
Like, listen, if you heal someone, you should heal yourself as well. And I think we all could get some sleep once we're in Paris.
I want to see how everyone is first. I will heal myself.
Absolutely.
I want to see how everyone
is
first.
Because, like, do you know what I mean? Yeah, I gathered we were in a fight just by looking at everyone, but I haven't got a clue. Can't remember. So I gently wake up Alois and see if he has all his marbles.
Is he there?
Still.
So you wake up.
Oi, brother, are you still there or are you?
I can't.
You lost it.
You wake up your brother and slowly he comes to and slowly kind of like opens his eyes very groggily and he's turning to you speaking in German. He goes, where are we?
Like, oh, do you remember what happened?
I remember there was a fight.
Okay, good. Yeah, because I can't remember that. But we got to this hotel just to hide out, and then we're gonna get a train to get out of here. Okay.
Okay.
How are you feeling? Would you like my friend to heal you? This is Sylvia, by the way.
Sylvia's gonna hunker down to him. I don't know if you remember me, but Mina and I visited you while you were in the hospital.
No, I'm sorry.
That's okay. I'm also missing time. The three of us are missing time. So I would like to hear you in the injuries that you got last night. Would that be all right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to heal him for 6 as well.
So, casting these healing spells, so you healed Mina for 10 and casting this on him, you are now aware that Despite the fact that you got a full night's sleep, your mana, your arcane power is like nowhere near what it should be. You are not close to fully recovered,
yep,
as you would normally be from a long night rest.
Yep. I'm saying nothing. It's fine.
Interesting.
It's fine. Okay, so that's 7 plus 11, 15 points for
Alois.
Yeah.
How do you feel?
You can see that the healing magic kind of makes him look slightly better. He still looks terrible because
of course it is.
He'd literally just been experimented on like only a day previously and nearly died.
Yeah.
I know.
So in the last 24 hours, he had, you know, bits of metal grafted to his body, a arcanely powered prosthetic arm grafted to him, had a weird mind control circlet like pinned to his skull, and then nearly died.
Yeah, so
he's really not looking good. Okay.
Okay, now.
Luis, Vin has loaned you some clothes that you can wear, okay?
Yeah. Then we get on the train, we get out of here, we get you some shoes, okay? Mm-hmm. Yeah, stay with me, brother, please. Mm-hmm. I give him a big hug.
Gently. It's kind of weird because on the one hand, he seems very confused, but this is also the most cognizant he has ever been. Like, he's having a full conversation with you when he's never before. Previously, when you visited him in the hospital, he was in effectively a catatonic state.
Yeah.
It seems the trauma of fighting and nearly dying somehow has released him from the trauma he was in from the war.
Sylvia's going to kind of recognize that because, like, she tended to be really calm when she tends to be really calm when, like, when we were fighting the ogre and stuff. She was pretty calm the whole time. Mm. So she's not going to say anything, but yeah.
You just kind of switch, don't you? Like, yeah. So we're going to see, we meet some of my other friends that you met last night as well, okay? And then we go on the train, we get some private cabin or something, and then we can talk and we can rest a little bit, okay? And we get something to eat on the train as well.
And I can make the food more nourishing for you as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
So,
does that sound okay, Alois? Okay.
Yeah. So you guys get up. Justine, you're in the other room.
Sylvia then finds her shit.
So
I'm gonna get on the train in my nightdress.
Yeah. I'm gonna tell her as well, like, listen, whatever you can find is probably between the bags of like my bag and Gwyn's bag. But we just pulled out the bag you had to give to you overnight because we weren't quite sure. So yeah, we packed everything randomly, like, you know. So
Sylvia is just going to take out her bag. She's going to rummage around, and it's like you can just see she's kind of checking for a couple of things, and then like it's fine, whatever. Once she knows they're there, it's fine.
So in the next room, Justine, you do hear the sounds of movement and conversation from next door, and that's kind of, you're kind of half awake at this stage. So realizing what time it is, you kind of get up and you wake the others up, telling them that you need to hurry up. Because you do know that last night in the guest house that you've been staying in, was there a train to Paris in the morning and at what time, and had been told there is one that leaves at 8 o'clock from the railway station. So you're like, okay, it's about a 10-minute walk, 15-minute walk to the railway station from where you are. It's a very small city, but you're like, we want to make sure we get there, you know?
Yep. So I think we're just like packing bags in silence because no one wants to talk.
No.
People are just like so shocked and so tired that everyone was just like, ugh, help. Because we remember everything. Like, we have nothing to discuss.
You guys do,
we just need to get out.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
But I was also going to say, like, Mina's just going to cover her hair up because, like, you know, that is quite distinctive. And she doesn't want anyone to go like, oh, yeah, I remember a woman with, like, green hair getting on a train. So she's covering her hair up. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I assume somebody's got some sort of a fucking scarf or something.
Oh yeah, no, she have like some
thing.
Scarf or like headscarf or like, you know, something that you would tie around or like some little bits. She always has like little frilly bits, so she just covers that up and yeah. Puts her cloak around Alois as well, just to hide the arm and everything, like, do you know what I mean? Put the hood up and yeah.
And I assume Gwen is going to cast Arcane Mass, so it looks like he has shoes.
Yeah,
you say that and she does, okay? So, you guys don't even bother with breakfast, but you're pretty sure you'll be able to get something on the train.
I wouldn't trust the breakfast here anyway.
Probably not, no. So you head to the train station. It's about maybe 20 to
8. There are less rats around here. That's kind of...
So it's about 20 to 8, and... So you're a bit early, but you go and they ask like tickets. Yes or ticket? Yeah, would you like to get first class, second class, or third class?
I would like to get a private compartment for us.
That would be first.
We can hide Alois. Yeah,
that would be first class.
I probably suggest, to be honest, I suggest that Gwyn casts Arcane Mask on herself and buys the tickets, so nobody can say like, "Oh yeah, people of this description bought tickets." So she's kind of doing that in a different look.
So if you want first class private carriage, because it is 160 kilometers to Paris, it's a 4-hour train journey, so it's quite a long train journey, and it will be 3 gold per person.
Okay, well, yeah, well, listen, we got to do it. Mm-hmm. That's fine.
Yeah.
So you go. Gwyn gets you the what's it, 6 first class tickets. So just deduct from character sheets.
3 gold, you say?
3 gold per person.
That's not right.
So, and about 10 minutes later, they start taking everybody onto the train, and you're brought to your carriage. It's a nice private carriage, 2 benches either side. You know, you can fairly comfortably squeeze in to each other.
Okay, I'm like going to help.
3 on 3.
How are the rest of the party looking?
Well, nobody's fully healed. Like, Justine is probably the most injured after you, you know?
All right, I'm going to heal the 3 of them for 6 mana each.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, hang on a minute. 3 sixes are 18. Fuck, damn, I hate maths. Okay, there we go. Where's the rush? Yes,
please. I still can't believe we were so busy getting out of the hotel, and like poor Justine had to go like, "Hey, can somebody heal me? I'm on 1 grade point."
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh my god, what a night.
2, 5. Sorry, 6 plus 4. So we'll say 10 points for
Justine. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, and Gwyn is also pretty badly injured. Aminata was the least injured because she has a ring of invisibility. She actually managed to avoid being attacked for most of the fight.
The AoEs that got her, but like, you know, her bloody dex helped her there as well. Like,
Sorry, 5 plus 3 is 8 plus 4 is 12 for someone else.
For Gwyn.
I feel like I should have. I'd like to. Can I just say I give Justine the highest roll that I get?
No, that's not how it works.
God damn it, I'm rolling. So 4, 8, 9. Sorry, is that a 1 or 2? That's a 1. So 8, 9, 11. No, sorry, 9, 13.
An additional 13 of Justine.
No, that was going to be for Aminata because I was healing everybody.
Okay, right, for Aminata. Okay,
but I'm going to heal.
All right. Well, how much mana have you got left? Like,
I'm into my mana receptacle.
Yeah, you're already into your mana receptacle. Okay, right.
Yeah, Sylvia. Like, and I'm kind of like, oh fuck, I'm actually really not well.
No, you are not well enough. So, You sit down. Eloise probably in the, like, beside the window. Mina beside him. Sylvia beside Mina. And then on the opposite bench facing you, Justine, Aminata and Gwyn. All right. There's a small little table in between the two benches as well. And yeah, so about maybe an hour after your train journey starts, a woman comes along with like a trolley, and she's offering, she's first of all has tea and coffee for people if they want it, and is also asking if people would like any breakfasts.
Yes. I get a nice breakfast for everyone.
So yeah, you can get like it's a fairly simple breakfast, you know. It's because this is France, so a standard breakfast in France is coffee, croissant, and cigarette, you know. but yeah, so it's fairly simple. Like there's some croissants, some pain au chocolat, that kind of stuff, you know. I think I will say that they do have French toast as well. Okay. But it's not like you're not going to get.
Yeah, I get a French toast. I don't want chocolate. That might be too rich for Aloise, poor Aloise. But I get my French toast and coffee.
Yeah,
and I get myself a pain de chocolat.
Yeah, I mean they're not going to do a traditional Irish fry, you know. So
yeah.
Okay, so we'll say that French. For everybody, that's going to be a gold. Okay. So right. So you're sitting there. You're being lulled by the train. Sylvia, can I have a fortitude roll, please?
Oh, shit.
Fortitude.
Oh, no.
What for?
I haven't healed myself yet.
We're out
yet.
Of danger.
I really
no, you
don't.
Haven't.
I haven't healed haven't. Myself yet. Oh,
no.
Okay, hopefully I won't die.
How many hit points are you?
Last in the rest, Ian.
You have to fucking heal yourself, woman.
We'll see. Oh, God. Okay. Oh, wait, sorry. Sorry, you said
Yes, fortitude.
Fortitude, yeah, for whatever reason.
And you can add stamina to this.
Oh, no, wait, that was a 7. So that's, like, I don't think I have stamina.
You do.
Oh, you don't? Yeah. Of course, you have to.
So, you about maybe 10, 15 minutes after you've all finished your breakfast and they come back in and they clear your trays, Mina, you suddenly feel a weight on your shoulder and soft snoring as Sylvia has fallen asleep, resting her head on your shoulder. Still completely exhausted. In no way recovered from the previous night's battle. And you all get a chance to look at her now and you realize, okay, she, like, possibly the worst off of all of you now.
Babe, she looks like shit.
Yeah.
I'm going to say,
actually, I'm probably still looking better than Justine.
No, because you've healed Justine and Justine got the benefit of a long night's rest. So she actually got more grit from her rest than you did.
Oh, yeah, okay. So Sylvia,
can you do something for her? Can you do like a healing thing that you do, please?
Yeah, so Gwyn goes and takes out, reaching into her goblin purse and takes out a small piece of white kind of string twine that you've seen before, and you see her leaning over Sylvia, muttering an incantation as she's tying knots, and just as she finishes the spell and says the last words, she pulls the string and all of the knots unfurl and it releases the magic into Sylvia's form. And you are healed.
I'm going to whisper over to, I'm going to kind of slightly lean over to Aloise and whisper, she's a witch.
You're healed 11 point additional points.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
You turned me into a newt, but I got better notes.
So, right. So, yeah, you're just sitting there. Aloise isn't saying anything, you know? He's just kind of looking out the window, kind of lost in his own thoughts.
And I go and I just kind of touch his arm very lightly or his forearm very lightly. Which side am I sitting on his
You're
prosthetic
sitting on
arm
his
or on
left,
his real arm?
so you're sitting on his left. He lost his right arm.
Okay. So I'm like yeah. It's like, where is she? There she is. So I'm just grabbing on his arm and go like, brother, are you still with me?
What? Yeah. I cannot remember the last time I was on the train. I cannot remember the last time I saw sheep. You're passing through rural area, of course, so there's sheep everywhere.
No, I'm so sorry.
Why?
I wonder what the last thing
so sorry that happened to you. I'm really so sorry that happened to you. And I'm so sorry I couldn't find you earlier. So sorry for what these people have done to you.
And as you're saying that, you see he's kind of thinking about, like, he's kind of withdrawing into himself as he's thinking now about, like, reliving some of what he's gone through in the last 9 months. So you'll see, you're sitting there, and Sylvia is looking adorable, falling asleep, snuggled up to Mina, and Mina trying to console her brother, who's kind of withdrawing into himself.
Yeah, I'm gonna start welling up. Like, I have like bits of tears welling up in my eyes, and I just go like, "Don't leave me, don't leave me again." When I found you, it was like you were behind glass, and I couldn't reach you.
And he just turns and looks at you as if he's kind of like, wait, what? Where was I? And he's coming back to himself and he's like, what? Yeah, where are we going?
Oh, we're going to Paris. We have some friends in Paris, and then we're gonna see what we can do. We can buy you some clothes and things, okay?
Okay. Okay.
How are you feeling?
I am alive.
Yes, you are.
How is everybody? I'm Luther and Vata.
Okay. I mean, Mom is Mom, you know, being her usual self. Dad is just doing what he always does around her. And, yeah, they're doing well. I mean, like, Friedrich is still at the farm.
Yeah.
You know, he's taking over more and more. I think Dad is really kind of thinking of retiring very soon.
Good.
And, Vernie has gotten a command for himself. So
in the guards,
he's gotten a command of his own now.
Oh, that
he has a little So you know, Uncle Oscar has like kind of groomed him to be his successor one time. So like, yeah, he's well on the way. And Kari and Kano, they're still in Rome. Can you imagine? They're still in the Vatican.
What?
Yeah, it's 2 years now.
How are they not kicked out?
I swear to God, I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. I'm so surprised that they're still there. Like, they've been promoted to captain now, both of them. Like, professionally, they're really good in what they do. You know that. But, like, honestly, I didn't think they'd last a month. And I'm sure, like, the Vatican is a city-state. Between the two of them, they probably slept their way through the whole population now?
Yeah. The priests and the nuns.
I swear to God, like, I honestly did not think they'd last a month. But there you go, you know, wonders never cease. So yeah, no, they seem to be doing fine, you know. God, do you remember all the drama with the two of them?
Yeah.
All the lads and lasses and the heartbreak and the, oh my God, so much work. Seems like too much effort. Way too much effort. So, yeah, there you go.
I do not think I will be breaking any hearts anytime soon, he says as he looks down at the new arcane prosthesis that has been merged to his flesh.
Yusin is going to look with like a lot of interest, but kind of trying to be sneaky about it and not stare too much.
Yeah.
But you can see like she wants to know what the fuck it is.
To look at that arm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. You're riveted.
That arm is so cool, but oh god.
I'm like, don't say that. I mean,
oh, no, she's not saying anything. She's just sitting there.
You're still lovely, lovely man that you've always been. I mean, you know?
I have been turned into a monster.
No, you're not a monster. You've been helping us.
And he raises up his, like, arm made of wood and metal and gears. And it moves just as a normal hand would.
I go and entwine my fingers with his hand. I'm not scared of it.
Well, that's because you are always braver than I.
But like, look, have an arm.
As he squeezes,
would you rather just have one arm?
I can't remember what it was like to have only one arm. as he squeezes, it's like there is some strength in it. It's not like he's crushing your hand. There is some strength. It's like kind of comparable to what you'd expect of an average man's strength. Okay, and he's looking at it, but it is like it's cold wood and metal. There's no heat to it. And he's and he says, it's...
You'll be at least extremely helpful. That will be really helpful on the farm. I'm sure you're really strong with that.
I do not feel strong. And it's strange when I...
Look, you will be stronger.
When I look at your hand in mine, it's almost like... I don't feel your hand. It's like I'm remembering what it feels like to hold a hand. If that makes sense.
Yeah, kind of.
I'm feeling a memory, not the experience of
an actual feeling.
Yeah.
Do you know, we spoken to them the night before we came and found you, and they were just saying they wanted to give people like prosthesis like that that can move. And after so many people losing limbs in the war. But I mean, like, I remember some of the old guards have the same after fighting, like, with so many things. And I thought, like, that would be such a nice idea with people who have lost arms and legs. But I don't know what they were trying to do to you guys. Like, you know, and I'm so sorry that happened to you. I'm so sorry I couldn't find you earlier. I was searching for you everywhere.
I think you.
As soon as the war stopped, I came and tried to find you.
And probably at the words, I don't know what they were trying to do to you. Istin's going to jump a little bit and be like, Aminata, you still have the journals.
And you guys
do you know that we're speaking in Swiss German?
Oh yeah.
So you guys wouldn't understand anything.
This is the thing. Yusine speaks Dutch. So she would actually pick up some of what you're saying.
Extremely close.
Yeah.
So you probably understand more than most Germans.
Yeah. So you probably
still not everything.
Probably about at least 60%. You probably could guess, maybe 70. So
you could have a good guess.
Sylvia, if she was
and the
awake,
the sounds are definitely familiar to you.
If Sylvia was awake, she would not understand anything that you're saying because she is Prussian, so she is used the proper Hochdeutsch, not the garbled nonsense that you speak in the Alps. So Justine, you would actually easily 60%, maybe 70%, depending on what part of Flanders
you're also very good with languages, so you probably will kind of tune into
so
like,
you would I think definitely you would have picked up enough to be able to jump in at that point,
or at least maybe not, because Justine would feel weird kind of like eavesdropping straight away. She would try to, you know, like kind of distract herself from the conversation. And that happens to me as well when I hear German. Sometimes I'm not sure if if I understand or I'm making it up in my head. So I think Justine had the same kind of thing as she saw it, she heard the phrase, I don't know what they were doing to you, but she's not sure if you actually said it or if it's Justine's head. So in any case, right. Scenario,
like, I think she's just so good. Like, in case it's not even what they're saying.
But at the same time, I'm so sorry. I tried to find you and I found you. And, you know, they were telling me that they were looking after you. And I'm so sorry that, like, I wanted to get you home. But, like, you didn't even recognize me. And I just, I'm so sorry I, like, just left you. I didn't leave you. I always came back to you. But, like, they just grabbed you. Right, they knew I was there. They knew that you were my brother, you know, and they still grabbed you and did this to you. And I'm so sorry. I just give him a hug very gently because I don't want to injure him.
Nope. And he gives you.
Are you in any pain?
No, I am fine.
You're not in any pain, are you?
I am fine.
Okay.
So, Justine, if you do actually ask Aminata, she does give out the two books. And as I said, the first is a medical textbook that you might find in any doctor would own. Okay. So it could actually have been one of Dr. Fernier's books.
And like, do you mean Grey's Anatomy? Or equivalent was Grey's Anatomy.
Well, actually, as far as I know, Grey's Anatomy is a very old text. It's hundreds of years old.
It seems to be. I think it's a very old text.
It is. So probably not that, because that was in English, but it's a French equivalent. A French equivalent of that.
Grey's Anatomy.
And then the other is a book, and it appears to be his private journal of notes on what he was doing. And this is incredibly complex. Like, this is something that you are going to have to spend a long time sitting down and studying, because he's discussing all manner of theories regarding the principles of alchemy, of using force magic and using kinetics in magic to move objects, to move gears, similar to what you would see in the magitech that goes into industry. But then he's also got theories on chaos magic and on how you can use principles of chaos magic so that you can use your mind to command a object. So in the way that Alois is able to control his prosthesis, in the same way that you can control an organic limb. And this is just like a brief overview. Like, this is like, it's quite a thick journal. Maybe 150, 200 pages at least of handwritten notes, all in a beautifully fine script, with like diagrams and stuff as well. And it's like, yeah, this is like so beyond what you know of magic and sorcery. With enough time, you could maybe understand it. If you were to give this to another artificer, someone like, say, Madame Gautier, they would probably be able to understand it quicker. But yes.
No.
Yeah, but you got the worry there. And we're like, oh, I want to give this a go.
I like Justine.
Which
I think
is from
by this
the prosthetic
point,
side.
Yeah. I think Justine, by this point, like, she only seen Madame Gautier once. And by this point, she does not trust Gwyn's taste in women. Okay? She does not. So she'd be like, okay, Gwyn fancies this lady.
There.
I don't like you.
Well, in fairness, Juliet was fine.
Fair.
Yeah, but she's a werewolf. She was fine.
Like, she didn't hold that against her. Like, she was crap.
No, but it's understandable. I mean, I totally see where you come from. Because, like, as I said, or we all said, from the prosthetic side of things, that is amazing. But the whole like mind controlled super soldier side of thing, that is bullshit, utter bullshit.
Yeah.
Do you know?
No, Justine.
And in the wrong hands.
Yeah. Not even that. I think for Justine is going to be like a challenge. She is not going to be the person who's like, okay, I don't understand this. I'll give it to someone. She will take her time work on it.
Yeah. Maybe you could be the one person who actually does invent prostheses to help people rather than fucking control them and turn them into super soldiers. Like, you know?
So let's say I'll start reading it now while we're on the train.
Yeah. Okay, I can't remember, Justine. Do you have a goblin purse?
No.
No. Okay. So when you don't, when you're not studying it, who do you want to give it to carry?
Do I not have like? Is it a big one?
It's a journal. Like, so think an A4 size ledger. You know,
it's not an A5 kind of thing.
No. It's like a proper A4 size ledger. It's not like a small little like diary journal. This was his laboratory notes book. So Gwyn has a goblin purse and Mina has a goblin purse. Sylvia, do you have a goblin purse? Sylvia?
Sorry, no.
No, so it's just, I think it's just Gwyn and Mina have goblin purses.
I'm going to give it to Mina.
Yeah, okay, that's fair. Okay. Right, so if we say nothing else happens, what is your plan when you get into Paris?
Well, we establish you don't need documents, so we don't have to worry about that.
Even if you were 1872, you don't need passports. No. Did not actually really exist at this age. People did not check your papers crossing borders because there were no papers to check.
No, not really.
I'm sorry,
not consistently. Like, it's not like there are passports, but they're not like a
they were not in any way widely used, and only a handful of countries actually were beginning to issue passports. I think the British and the French were amongst the first.
Italy as well.
Oh, Italy, didn't know that. Okay.
I found a Prussian passport from 1860, I think.
I found travel documents as well, but it seems to be like, just to share a bit of research that we did, Suzanne and I, it's very inconsistent.
Yeah.
But I did find a passport, an Italian passport, that is kind of recognizable as a passport from issued in 1872.
So I found a Prussian one from 1860. So,
it seems like it's been given to certain people rather than like if you were important.
Yeah,
you know, rather than like everybody.
It's not like a universal thing.
Yeah.
Sylvia, when not she yet. Wakes up, is fucking mortified.
So, Sylvia, with the short rest.
You wake
rest,
up on my shoulder, you mean?
Yeah, well, so you sleep for.
Embarrassed.
Sylvia, you sleep for over an hour and you regain another 12 grit points from that short rest.
Oh, yay!
I just kind of subconsciously start petting Sylvia's head.
Okay.
You know, without realizing what I'm doing, just like they're there. You know, they're there. Yeah, it's okay. You sleep. It's fine.
So, as I asked, when you get into Paris, what's the plan?
Were we going to go to Madame Gauthier and have her take a look at Aloise? Because, you know, as a nice
But, yeah.
We need to get him clothes first. So let's get him clothes.
We need
shoes.
To get him clothes. Yeah. Do you know
shoes.
What? Let's go
he
to
no
Aminata's
shoes.
House. Let's go to Aminata's house.
Yeah.
Hide him there.
Okay.
Go buy him stuff because it's not like he can go into a tailor's and get measurements because he has all this shit on his body. So we just have to get him off the rack, whatever is there.
Yeah.
Buy him stuff, do you know? And I mean, like, Mina is like, I would love for somebody to look at him, but she's also very scared that they were like, oh, I want to keep him and kind of do more not just experiment, not experiments per se, but just like, oh, I want to keep him and study what's happened and do 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 do. And after talking to Alois, she kind of feels like he's very vulnerable and frail, and his mind is still very unstable. Gotcha. And I don't really want this to happen to him. So I feel like he needs fresh alpine air as soon as possible.
Okay.
So will you be looking to get a train ticket to Zurich?
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna ask him first. I'm gonna speak to him. Yeah. If we can get a cab like from the station to Aminata's house, because I don't want him to walk barefoot. Yeah. And then if we can hide him there, and I say like, listen, I go buy some clothes for you, and then I tell him like, do you want to go home? I think it would probably be best if you get home, get some alpine air, get some home cooked food and stuff. But do you want to go home?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just one thing. So would you be then traveling with him to Zurich, or?
Yeah, I'm going to discuss. I say to him, listen, this is Aminata's. I introduce everybody again and say, like, this is her house. You're perfectly safe here. Okay. We go out and get you some clothes and get you some gear. All right? Okay? And then we go out and we go on the street. And as soon as we're on the street, I'm like, I did not really want to go home with him. But after talking to him and seeing how his mind is, I don't think I can leave him alone.
No, he needs to be accompanied. The only thing is I have to be back in Cherville in time for
I know, room. I know. Do you guys think you can do that whole thing without me?
Yeah, Mina, I think you need to be with your brother. Family is so important.
If
I can help at all, just because I was a soldier, I would have seen a lot of the things that he has seen.
I know.
If you think that he might benefit from talking with someone who might understand...
Yeah, I know. I'm also hoping, like, because, you know, there are some veterans from the Swiss Guards. I mean, they've been in fights. They've not been in a war like that. But
yeah, Mina, they understand, a fight
they
is
understand
different.
Battle, you so maybe they can talk
not,
with him.
You do not understand the scale of what happened.
We
fought the ogre before the Luka call, you know, it was brutal. I know that both creatures did try to eat you, but it's not the same as when you are on a field and there are giants charging and you know, you are trying to manage that, and then red caps
like
appear, and
they summon
storms of boulders. And when you are recovering from that, suddenly dwarves pop up with their rifle axes, and then goblins come in and they hex your rifles. So when you are trying to fight the dwarves, your gun jams, and then they turn the floor, the ground you are fighting on, into glass spikes, so you begin to be stabbed by the earth you are standing on. You know, it's not the same. And that is before you take into account the dragon. So, you know.
It sounds absolutely terrifying. Yeah, maybe you should talk to him.
Bad is the word. Not, maybe not the right word, but it's not the same.
You need to talk to him.
I was lucky. I had friends and strong support, you know. I don't know if Alois had that. So,
as I say, there's military people, and there's our uncle, definitely. We probably, well, our father is amazing, so are our brothers, but I think our uncle will probably be the best talking. He's seen a lot.
If he is surrounded by people who love him and care about him, I think he will recover. I do.
We all love him. Of course he will. But, you know, it's just, I don't know.
It is going to take him time. And
I might need some help getting him there. So let's get him some clothes, and maybe we can go to Madame Gauthier's. I need to ask her something, and okay. Then we need to get some. We need to get some train tickets, if that's okay with you guys.
Would you like someone to stay with Alvis while you do this, or would you like us all?
You know,
to go?
Would you maybe see? Maybe you can talk to him a little bit. I don't know.
I will, yeah. if you would like that, Mina.
Is that okay? I
will try.
Yeah,
I know how I come across, but I will try.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, that'd be very much appreciated because
Sylvia has a fine there, nurturing
he's
soul.
Not quite, you know?
Yeah.
So we go shopping. Neil, if that's okay, just like, you know, men's gear, underwear, socks, like the whole lot. Jesus Christ, Mina, we'll go have to get
can
some.
You walk, can you walk into underwear. A shop and buy shoes, Neil? Is that a thing yet, or do you need to?
Yes, you can.
Okay, I wasn't sure if they were.
We're in the industrial era where the first thing that industry did was mass manufacture clothing and textiles.
Grant.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Cool.
Yeah.
So he'll just have to get up the rack shit, you know, because as I said, he's not also, like he can go into a tailor's.
So it's yeah. We're in a major
and
city.
It's not
so
like he can walk into a tailor's with all that shit on his body, like, you know.
Exactly. All the arcane masks in the world aren't going to fucking fix that.
Sure not.
Not if he like touches his arm. He's like, what the fuck? You know,
it make noise. Neil, like, do the gears actually burr and make noise, like, when he flexes his arm? Like, yeah.
Yeah, there is a certain amount of noise from the mechanics.
Oh, can't cope.
Okay, so,
I can't cope.
With the party planning now to get clothes for Alois, investigate train tickets to Zurich, and Sylvia staying in Amanada's family home to try and talk to Alois, the party looking like they may possibly have to split for a brief period of time. Anyway, I think this is a perfect place to pause in our story. The party looking like they're probably going to split with Mina planning on traveling back to Switzerland with her brother, reuniting him with the rest of her family, and the rest of the party going back to Cheville, the tiny little town in the middle of France where they all once met, and where they are hoping to cure a certain legendary local hunter, loved by women and envied by men, and largely detested by the women of our party, of a possible curse of lycanthropy. Hopefully everything can be sorted soon, train tickets bought, and they will be able to travel on with very little difficulty. Join us next time to see what happens. If you enjoyed this episode and would like to know more about the world of Feyreth, with the system and the setting, please be sure to check out our itch.io page. a-earth.idch.io. We've got a bunch of great stuff there. We've got our early release core rulebook. We've got a bunch of one-shots and a really fun starter adventure for a party of players on levels 1 to 5. All these adventures come with pre-gen characters and quick play guides so you can immediately start playing. We also have some other games. There is Escape to Willowbrook Woods, a really fun game based on the delightful but somewhat harrowing 90s cartoon, The Animals of Ferthing Wood. In Escape to Willowbrook Woods, you play animals trying to find a new home, escaping from property developers destroying nature, and it uses the Caltrop Core mechanics created by the amazing Titan Amaki. Our other latest game that we've just released is The Delightful Fae Wanderer, a whimsical TTRPG that is set in the Fae Realm and in which you play Fae creatures on a quest for a treasure in the Fae Realm. It uses very fun, very simple dice pool mechanics and an open magic system. It's a game designed to be ready to play within 20-25 minutes, minimal prep, and is perfect for all ages. Finally, we will be launching our new Kickstarter next March, trying to raise the funds to officially publish Feyreth as a fully released TTRPG, and we would love your support. The best way to support us right now is click the link to be notified when we launch and share that preview page with all your friends. Links can be found on our socials, on Twitter and Blue Sky, in our link tree. And if you just Google Feyreth Kickstarter, you'll find us easily.